Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Pick and Roll Show, where your sports talk goes hard in the paint or is wide open for the jumper. And now it's time to roll with Pick and Roll.
He's Pick. I'm Roll. You ready, Pick?
Yes, sir. Let's roll.
We're rolling. What's going on, man?
Rolling,
how are you?
Rolling.
Keep them doggies rolling.
What'd you say?
Keep them doggies rolling.
What'd you say at the end?
Rawhide.
Okay. You didn't really pronounce it. I thought you said something else.
No.
I was like, what'd you say?
I've seen the Blues Brothers.
You seen what?
The Blues Brothers.
Yep. Yeah.
That's where they're singing it, you know?
No, I mean, I actually saw Rawhide. I'm sorry. I'm old. I'm dating myself.
Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I'm an OG.
I thought you were going to start singing Minnie the Moocher or something.
Quadruple OG. Minnie the Moocher. How's that go?
I don't remember.
Okay. I don't know.
Yeah, anyway. You're tripping. What's going on, man?
Chilling, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Back in the saddle. Back at it again with the Pick and Roll Show.
that sounded like Nate Dogg.
Did it really?
Kind of. Okay. A little bit. You know, wasn't too bad.
Okay. I might try letting little Nate Dogg later on in the show.
Little Nate Dogg, yeah, man.
Mm-hmm. Little Nate Dogg. Shout out to Nate Dogg.
And yeah, man. Rest
May
in peace.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, man. Loved you in Regulate, and I loved you in some Dre tunes.
Pour a little liquor for.
Oh, that was a good song on Above the Rim.
Oh, yeah. Tupac?
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything Tupac was good.
I bought that on DVD for $5 the other day.
The Above the Realm soundtrack was really nice.
It was dope, dude.
I wish I could get that again. I have some songs from there, but yeah. I think I have that soundtrack somewhere.
You know what? It's on Apple Music, I think.
Yeah, I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
The soundtrack is real good.
Yes, sir.
Better soundtracks, I think.
Hey, man, so just so you know, it's only like 73 more Sundays. No, not 73 more Sundays.
73 more Sundays?
No, maybe like 32 more Sundays till football.
Oh, 32? Really?
I think it's that.
Wow.
No, it's less.
Wow.
It's
really?
Less because we're May.
Well, it's about to be June.
June, 20 Sundays.
Shoot, we'll be drafting for our fantasy league here in about 2 months.
Damn.
Right?
Yeah.
Shoot.
Did you win last year? You didn't, right?
Nah, I came in. I was like 11th in one league and like 7th or 8th in the other league. It was terrible.
Did you beat Javi at least?
I won twice. I don't think I was in that league.
No, yeah. I don't think Javi did. They don't.
The playmaker.
Yeah, he's gone. He's at Kent. He's working for the news station now.
Yeah. He's still the playmaker, though.
He's still.
Shout out to the playmaker.
The playmaker.
Yeah, here's the thing.
Yeah, there you go.
But,
man, so what's good, man?
Chilling, brother. Chilling, man.
Yeah.
Just working, you know.
Working.
Trying to get my ball on. Be balling later on.
Yeah, night. Man. I know. You got the skills to pay the bills?
Nah, I ain't paying no bills.
How's that water?
I'd be broke. I'd be like on welfare if I was on my ball skills.
Hey, you got to quote Omar Epps, I ain't no statistic. You can't. You got to be no statistic, bro.
Right. There you go.
All right, man. So
what you been up to, man?
Oh, you know, a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Yeah.
Doing the grinding stuff, you know, with work and family and not grinding, but, you know, just taking care of everything.
That's what it is, man.
It is what it is, bro.
Daily grind, brother.
Yes, sir.
Daily grind.
Yeah, man. So this episode is brought to you by Pick.
And Row.
And Row, because we row.
And Pick. Oh, wait a minute.
I don't know where I was going with that. Yeah, I don't know.
We don't pick anything, though.
Yes.
I pick my hair. I used to.
Yeah. I've seen that hair, bro.
Nah, actually, I didn't pick my hair. I combed my hair.
You combed it?
I brushed it.
Chucky combed his hair. Brushed it. You put some mousse, some LA looks in that?
Nah, man.
So, yeah. Oh, wait. So Glow?
No. Let your soul glow.
You didn't have Jerry curls,
let
right?
Let it shine through.
Huh? Would you have curly hair?
Wavy my hair is straight. It was straight.
It's straight, but in some of those pictures, it looks kind of curled. You curled
up curl, yeah.
You curled it up, curl. Right?
I'm
you
half did Filipino, purpose. Brother. So
you were trying to. You were totally trying to look like a. Not, I can't say DeBarge, bro.
DeBarge. We used to crack a cap on each other, man. They had names for me. I was everybody.
Yeah.
Anybody that wasn't black, I was that person. Anybody Hispanic, Asian, yeah. Every joke was me. It was cool, though. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I know how it goes.
That's how it is in the hood, so
yeah.
I'm used to it.
Yeah, man.
You know how we do.
We do. So this podcast is available to you every week, hopefully, every...
Yeah, week to 10 days.
Yeah, there you go.
Three times a month.
On iTunes, Acast, and Stitcher.
Snitches
get stitches.
Snitches get stitches.
Yeah.
Don't let it happen.
So you can subscribe to us there, leave a review, give us some 5 stars, and check out us. That was like
the... Australian or what?
I think that's what it was. Check us out on social media, Instagram, Periscope, and Twitter at Pick and Row Show. And that's N as in...
My ninja.
There you go. Yeah. I was waiting for you to say that. Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Not Negan. Ninja.
Ninja. Nice. Okay. So this what do we got on the agenda today, bro?
You know, NBA playoffs, as usual. We forgot to talk about Kobe's retirement that last episode. I don't know how we forgot that. We start just getting into it. We'll talk about some you haven't seen Civil War.
I haven't seen Civil War.
Fear of the Walking Dead or Game of Thrones, so you're kind of killing me with that, so I'm going to give you a hard time on that. But
my bad.
You know, we'll talk about a couple other things. One thing I would like to talk about is my little cousin, LaRon Lovett, was murdered about 3 weeks ago, so I do want to give a moment of silence to that young brother there. May his family be blessed, and you are in our prayers. So I'll give you a moment of silence for LaRon Lovett. All right, and we're back.
All right, rest in peace, LaRon.
Yeah, that's my my son's. He's not really my cousin. He's my son's cousin, but you know, it's my son's his family. So
yeah,
I consider him cousin as well. So, yeah, man, just a tragedy, you know, in the hood, man. That's what you know. Things happen. Not sure the detail doesn't really matter, you know. Just all I know is just another young brother's gone for whatever reason.
Yeah,
doesn't make sense, you know.
And that's unfortunate. How old was he?
LaRon was, I want to say he was 18, maybe 19.
18 years young.
Yeah, man. So
way too young to die.
Yeah, my son asked me, you know, why would somebody do that? And I'm like, you know, there's nothing really we can explain to why things happen.
No.
You just have to, you know, keep yourself out of the certain situations so something like that can't happen to you. Or, you know, make sure you go to school and get a good education. That way you can, you know, you avoid certain places and things that you have to do or you think you have to do. On that topic, you know, we always make fun of Black Lives Matter, you know.
We do, but in reality, all lives matter.
And it's true. But Black lives have been, you know, discounted for a long period, since the beginning, since I've been around, since I can read back in history, in this country anyway.
Was there black and white TV back then, or was it color TV for you? Since you've been around.
Yeah, there was no TV when they got here.
No TV.
So. You know, all lives do matter, but I'm not all lives. I'm black, so I'm gonna go with that basically. So, what I mean to say is basically, if we want black lives to matter, black people have to show other people that black lives matter.
Stop killing each other.
Yeah, we're killing.
Stop
each
fighting
other.
Against
we're
each other.
Each other. We're fighting each other. You know, we don't support each other. We spend money. We don't spend it in our communities. We take it somewhere else. So, you know, we're always quick to hate on another brother, another sister doing something. So,
you know who does that a lot?
Who?
Michael Jordan does.
Does what?
It's like he almost like he kind of like forgot where he came from. Almost.
I don't fuck with Michael Jordan at all, man. I've been down with Michael Jordan for real.
Have you?
Oh yeah, I've been down.
Oh yeah, we talked about him quite a bit.
Yeah, I'm not a Michael Jordan fan like that. He's a baller, but that's about it. He ain't did shit for the community.
No,
not from what I've seen.
He hasn't.
I mean, because to be Michael Jordan, shouldn't like. I mean, I don't know. I just feel like he could do more, but I mean, that's his life. You know, he earned it, so good luck with that. But anyway,
Kareem ripped him a new asshole once.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Kareem don't play. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. He.
Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam. So Yeah, he you know, re-represents for black folk. He changed his name from his slave name to, you know, the name that he chose of his choosing. So that tells you something about Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. So
yeah.
But yeah, we just have to support each other and not fight against each other. That's for every nationality and race. I mean, Hispanics do it as well.
We do. We do fight on each other. I mean, even just the kind of yeah, we do. I don't want to go off on a tangent about that because I could easily go off on something. Yeah, man. You know, you were saying Hispanic people do the same thing, right?
Yeah, I mean, we all do. I'm sure, you know, I'm sure there's white folks do the same thing. I mean, we all do the same thing to each other. So,
yeah.
You know, I guess what I mean to say is, you know,
you weren't trying to be derogatory or anything. Just in
we
don't help.
I've seen it though.
Yeah, I mean, we don't help each other. Or no. People don't help people. It's always like
we hate on each other. You know, mixed, we rather hate
mixed race than, that helps.
We'd rather hate than appreciate.
Player hate.
You know what I'm saying? Don't hate the player, hate the game.
Hate the Taylor.
Player from the Himalaya. Let's get all our Martin Lawrence quotes in. But yeah, you know, just a quick shout out on that. Just have to, you know, let my people know, you know, we got your back. I'm try
got
to support
your back,
you know.
Boo.
I try to spend my money with the black folks. Ain't many black folks in San Antonio.
This depends on what part of town you're in.
Well, yeah, I'm saying 7%. So when I come from, it's like 7%. 20, so you know, it's a little different here.
Yeah.
But I spend my money with the Latinos.
Well, yeah, you take care of us.
Yeah, the Hispanics. Yeah. You know what I mean? I buy you lunch all the time, nigga. Shit.
Fool, you haven't bought me lunch.
Motherfucker.
Oh, wait, actually, you know what? Maybe you did one time.
I might have once.
Yeah.
Once or twice.
When you were always eating Thai Spice.
Thai Spice?
Shout out to Thai Spice. They're not sponsoring us, but.
I know. We should get a free dinner or something. Free egg roll. We get a free free fortune cookie.
Fortune cookie for you.
Go give me some pho.
Pho?
Pho. Pho. No, is that Thai Spice? Is that the other place?
A dong. That is by far the strangest.
So there is a Asian restaurant.
Called a dong.
Around this area. It's called. It's spelled A space D-O-N-G. A dong. So, would you like to get a dong?
See, that can go, can go so many ways with that.
I know, it's hilarious. Yeah. I see that crack up, like, why would you name it? But, I mean, how would they know?
Yeah, they wouldn't know. They don't know any better.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah,
man.
So, yeah, I would like to.
And that's a shame, though, that this happens, just to kind of piggyback off of what you're saying, I mean, just to wrap up, I guess.
Yeah, you know, I chalk everything up to education, you know.
Lack of...
just for whoever, you know, because if you don't have a good education, you have to live in a certain part of town.
That's true.
Because you only make so much money.
Yeah.
The better education you have, the more money you can make, which means you can move to different parts of town.
But that's just kind of like America's standards as a whole, isn't it?
I mean, that's pretty
like
much
status
anywhere.
Quo, though, isn't it?
That's anywhere. What's status quo?
I mean, what you're talking about, education, job, living where you live, have the car you have. I mean.
But you got to want it. It's there.
Like, yeah.
School is there for you. I mean, I went to inner city schools all my life. So
yeah.
It's there. It's all about, do you want to learn it? And is somebody pushing you to learn it or you know, supporting you in that way, because some people don't have that option.
Right,
you know what I'm saying, not saying that, you know, everybody didn't have the support that you or me had, or I had, or what anybody else had. But you know, if that's not there, if you can't eat, you know, there's nowhere to sleep.
Right.
I mean, I'm not really thinking about school right now. I'm thinking about getting money.
Right. I mean, so yeah, that's a big thing.
Support my family.
Yeah, man.
So some people are in situations like that, but there's some people that aren't in that situation that you know, or you know, shoot. Let's see what you made of.
Yeah,
tough
man.
It out. Tough it out. That's what life's about, though. Perseverance. You know, getting knocked down, you got to get back up. So it's what life's about. Shows you what you're made of.
Man, we're getting deep here on the pick and roll. I don't think we've ever gotten this deep before and on the same page without getting into a heavy debated discussion.
It's hard to debate that, though.
I mean, no, it is. It is very hard to debate because you're speaking to something where we're not. People aren't. You know, people in the same race are not. You know, really helping each other out. They're kind of kicking each other down. And,
right.
And it's everywhere, though. Like you said, any type of job sector or whatever.
Yeah. It's a shame. And we'll do a...
good food for thought.
We'll do a segment on that. We get to pull some other... Maybe we'll pull a couple other people in here.
Yeah, man.
Segment on like just interracial just communication and you know, stuff like that. Kind of. We'll do like a whole show on that one.
That sounds dandy, man.
So I do want to do another moment of silence to... all my Spurs fans out there.
Oh, damn, dude, that's...
I'm sorry. I'm a Spurs fan as well. But
Are you really?
I am.
Are you?
I like the Spurs. Some Spurs fans I can't deal with.
The three games you went to, you did sport your silver and black, I will say.
I like the Spurs. Yeah. I got Spurs gear. I don't have any other gear outside of Spurs gear.
Because you could wear it to work, that's why.
Nah, but I wouldn't. I'm not going to just wear it because I can wear it to work. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I like the Spurs. I represent.
Yeah.
But some Spurs fans be pissing me off.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all don't. You used to be coming along. I'm bringing you along. I'm working on you.
Oh, fuck off.
But
I've come around.
I like Spurs. There's some Spurs fans. If you like basketball and you're a Spurs fan, I'm quick cool because we can talk about basketball. But if you're just a Spurs fan
and you don't see,
but you don't understand basketball, like I can't talk to you because you're just crazy. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So I guess we're getting into the NBA playoffs when you say that. But
yeah.
So we can lead off. I guess we can talk about that series.
Yeah, what'd you think? I mean, what do you think happened?
Okay, so game one, we came out guns blazing, and we beat them by 30 points. Like, okay, I'm like, all right, I guess we mean business. But then,
but that I knew that was just
right.
That's
I mean,
nothing. 30
right.
points and 1 point.
Yeah, I mean, you can like Vin Diesel says, you can lose by an inch or lose by a mile. Winning's winning.
Winning.
Yeah. So,
Monica. I don't know why.
No, it's okay. You're Ja Rule. Last time we talked about DMX, we got a shout out. Shout out to Ja Rule, wherever you at, buddy.
Ja Rule. Where is he at?
Probably in prison somewhere.
No, Ja Rule. Yeah. He's a suburban dude, wasn't he? No. He wasn't DMX. He's
probably selling drugs. being a statistic. No, I'm kidding. No, you know, I think they just. I was reading. Dude, since the series ended, I've been reading article after article to figure out what people are saying. And when I watch.
What do you think happened?
Dude, we just showed our age. I think Oklahoma... Okay.
I'm going to tell you what I think after you're done.
Yeah, so 2 years ago, when we beat Oklahoma City, how did we beat them? We beat them with...
Experience
the ball movement.
Ball movement.
We kept those young, athletic people moving around. So now, this team, with all the new additions, they lost a lot of that identity.
A lot of those guys are still there, though.
Well, I mean, you lost Marco Bellinelli.
Spurs.
From the championship team. You lost Bellinelli. Yeah. You lost Corey Joseph. You lost Splitter. Splitter is a pass-first type center. He's a good passer at that, too.
I like Splitter.
No, yeah. Well, I mean.
I always told you.
Yeah.
I always told you I liked him.
But, I mean, you're
7 foot.
You're thinking, and I Spurs management, and I agree with, you know, with getting LaMarcus and everything, but what happened was you lost a lot of that identity, and the whole year, up until maybe like February, March, he came around, the team starts playing together, but the second unit was always doing better because they, quote-unquote, juice unit, they were moving the ball, but then you tried to go two-man game with Kawhi Leonard and LaMarcus Aldridge against Durant and Westbrook, who have been playing together for years, and they know how to feed off each other.
Right.
You're trying to do that two-man game versus them, it's not going to work. I don't think Pop got out-coached. I think that the execution level from the players and the rotation, the bench was horrible. The bench did awful.
So
Dion Waiters made a big difference in that series.
He made some big
plays.
He
killed us. And Steven Adams, oh my gosh.
Cantor. Adams.
And see, and then that goes to the other thing, man.
Roberson.
Yeah. When they picked up
who's from San Antonio. Is it Roberson or Roberson?
Roberson.
Okay. Yeah.
So when they picked up David West, we were all like, oh yeah, we got David West. He's a valuable big. He knows what he's doing, you know. But then you don't have a big center coming off the bench. You have him and Dio.
I like Splitter.
They had to give up Splitter because they were paying him $10 million a year.
And Dave West is undersized.
Yeah.
Well, it's just, I mean.
That's where I think it went wrong.
Well, I just think, you know what I think it is?
Age?
Tim Duncan.
That too.
So, for me, I've always based Spurs success on Tim Duncan. When he's done, not that the Spurs are done,
but they're
done winning like that.
Yeah.
Because he's arguably the top five player ever. You know what I mean? So,
top three, I would say.
Whatever, yeah. But I'm saying he's, you know, at a big position. Like, he's not some 6'8 dude. He's actually almost 7 foot.
And he's not a scrub either. So.
He plays very smart. He never uses athletic ability to win. I mean, he just plays smart. That's what it is. So with him not being there, solidifying that back line, I feel like.
I think Father Time finally caught up with him.
Yeah, I think so too.
Because he had been defying it for years.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's time for him to. It should be his last year.
Yeah.
I don't see any reason for him to stay.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to win.
No.
I mean, and then also, it's not just the Spurs. The other side of that is I think that Oklahoma City, and Westbrook even said it, you know, the word composure. They used to be up at the end of games, and they would blow it because they just couldn't hold it because they were trying to go too fast. Now they actually slowed the ball down. You've seen them slow the ball down at the last, you know, 3 to 5 minutes of the game, and they just kind of ran their offense and was like, okay, they're slowing the ball down. They're not just running, you know, running and gunning anymore. Yeah. So that helped out too. So I think those two things.
Yeah.
And Westbrook is ridiculous. I mean, he is Durant.
Yeah. He is a good player. And we'll talk about more of him when we start talking about the Golden State OKC series. But I think his decision making is a little iffy, questionable. And sometimes when Westbrook, when he shoots.
Yeah. But that's his game.
Yeah, his game. He shoots too many 3-point shots, in my opinion. That's not his game.
But what's his percentage?
28%.
No.
It's okay, 31%. That's
his
awful.
Threes are?
Yes.
But how many threes does he shoot a game? Not
Dude,
like 15.
He doesn't shoot 15, but if he shoots six, he's going to make one.
Is it
two.
Really that low?
Dude, look it up.
Okay, we'll look it up.
Okay, so we'll get into that in a little bit. But what I'm saying is I think, yes, I agree with you 100% that Tim Duncan probably should retire. He's had an amazing career.
Great career.
You're 40. Top. You're 40 years old,
is
man.
Is he 40 years old?
He's 40 years old.
Then we're the same age.
Yeah. I think you're older, though, man. But,
I wish I was 40.
No, but I think he's done everything he's possibly
could.
There's nothing left for you to do, man.
Nothing else,
and,
Timmy.
And they do need to get younger, and they do need to get faster and athletic, I think.
Nothing else you can do, Timmy.
Yeah.
We love you.
I do love him. You know, 5 championships later, 20 years, almost 20 years later, man.
Yeah.
You've done everything you can, man.
Yeah. I mean,
he's
Tom Brady of freaking basketball, man.
But you know what the masses don't want him to retire here. And I mean,
what you mean?
Like a lot
what
of
what else is he going to do?
See, and I'm talking about Tim Duncan. They don't want, like, a lot of people want him to come back for one more year.
For what?
Exactly. You have
to lose again?
Okay, so this was my first year having season tickets, and all the games that I went to, I knew it was going to be a problem because him and LaMarcus were still kind of trying to get used to each other. And then when you had the bench come in, I told Miggs a long time ago that Miggs, shout out to the coach, even he would have to come off the bench sometimes.
No, that's not him.
But that's not, and he said you're gonna have Timmy come off the bench. And I said, but I mean,
would he want to do that? That's
no.
Just retire.
Yeah. And I think it became more apparent to him because
it's like Kobe.
But then it puts us in that situation where, you know, we have to get a center because LaMarcus doesn't want to play center.
No, but
he could. I think he would do it though for us.
I mean, you got some pieces.
Right.
You got Kawhi and LaMarcus. You can build around them too.
Yeah,
Ginobili has maybe a year left, a couple of years left.
I think one more. That's it.
Parker has a couple of years left. You got to start getting some other young boys in there. You have to develop somebody else.
And the word on the street is that the Spurs might be done with Bobo too.
Really?
With Dio, yeah.
Oh yeah. Dio.
Well, the thing is that I think Boban they're gonna keep, but
Boban I wouldn't get rid of him at all.
Well, the thing is with Spurs to free up cap space. They have to waive Dio by June 30th, and they save like $4 million or something.
Yeah, I mean he'll get waived. Yeah. But there's rumors of Spurs trying to get Mike Conley
and Durant.
Mike Conley, Durant, Gasol, Pau Gasol.
See, that would be a good pickup.
Gasol would be, a really good pick because he's Tim Duncan like.
Yeah.
So I think he would be smart down there. He's not the best defender, but with LaMarcus and Kawhi, I mean, those three, that sounds good to me.
Yeah, hide the negatives.
Then you pick up if you pick up Mike Conley, you're not gonna get Durant. I don't really see Durant.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't see him and Kawhi playing together. They could play together. It's just they're playing the same position.
Right.
So he would have to be the two guard, which is cool. Durant's pretty much a two anyway.
Right.
But good lord, imagine that Durant. So you couldn't get Durant, Mike Conley, and Gasol. I don't see that happening.
Yeah.
That's just too much.
Right.
Because then your bench would just be – it would be
depleted
in row and, you know what I'm saying, some 4-year-old on
down
the street. So, the bench would be terrible.
Right.
So, I could see Mike Conley's a I would love to see Mike Conley,
I-O.
I would love to see a Buckeye down here running the point.
The Ohio
that would be so nice.
Players.
That's right. It'd be nice to see Ohio player down here running the point.
He would be a good pickup, man.
And getting, because he plays solid defense, he runs an offense. He's actually
a true point guard.
He's a true point guard, but he'd be a perfect like
successor.
You remember who was your point guard? The one on the one in a couple championships.
Avery Johnson.
He would be like a better Avery Johnson.
Because he's got a jumper and he can slash.
He's more athletic. Yeah,
he's bigger too.
Another level of Avery Johnson's, but not quite Tony Parker. But he's not. He's Tony Parker-like,
yeah.
Quietly.
But, I mean, Avery Johnson was just a high IQ basketball player.
Yeah,
knew what
and
he was
Mike
doing.
Conley's the same
yeah.
type of guy. So
right.
He would be a coach on the floor. He can help set up Aldridge and Kawhi.
Yeah. Can you do an Avery Johnson
impersonation?
Can you do an Avery Johnson impersonation?
Hey, man,
we got to get down there to 5-0. David's got to go off, man. We've got to rely on David, baby.
I got to hear his voice.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, man, so rest in peace, Los Espers.
No, we'll see what they do next year. I think that you rely Pop and RC are going to do some good things.
Yeah, they're going to be, you know what, they'll be
they'll
solid.
They'll make something, yeah.
They'll make some noise. I mean, they're always going to be in the talk, but I'm not sure. That rain is pretty much done. I'm just saying, it's Golden State's time right now, and with OKC learning how to
play.
Slow down. And they're young. Like, I mean, Westbrook and Durant are young. If they could stay together,
yeah.
I don't know how that would happen, but if they let him go, I mean, I don't know what they would get back for him. But if they don't stay together, that team is done as well.
Yeah.
But Golden State looks like they're going to be around for a while.
Well, they got to.
Clippers are still hanging.
Yeah, I don't know about them, man.
I mean, they're still
word on the street is Blake. Four. Blake might be.
Nah, they're not going to get rid of him. There's nothing to do.
Oh, no. Well, Doc already said he wasn't going to get rid of him.
They can't. There's nothing. What you going to get in return? Nothing
Jack
like
shit.
Yeah, nothing like Blake.
Dwight Howard. So.
No, absolutely not. He's terrible. No, he's not terrible, but he's done.
Basket case.
So, but if the Spurs get Mike Conley, if they can get Mike Conley and Pau Gasol, I think that would be a really good team.
Yeah.
And I think that would be a better team than this year's. Because you still have Tony. Well, damn, Tony will have to go.
Well, see.
Well, no. Oh. Tony could they play him and Tony?
They could probably play small and have Tony and Mike. They probably put Mike Conley at the two.
No, Mike Conley's a true point.
Tony
Parker's a scorer, though.
He was, but I mean, Tony and Patty have played together when teams go small, and they've done pretty well.
True.
But you
and you still got size. You got Kawhi. You will have Kawhi.
Still have Danny Green down there, but
oh, not Danny Green. Ooh,
that's another guy that's possibly not safe. So from what I understand, the three people that are guaranteed there are probably not going anywhere are Parker, Aldridge, and Kawhi. Everyone else everyone's available, pretty much. I think that's the rumor. But Patty, I don't see Patty Mills going anywhere. And
would you take Mike Conley over Tony Parker
at this point?
Right now,
yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But the Spurs aren't going to get rid of Tony Parker.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
I think Tony Parker says two couple good years. You think they could have both? I'm not sure how that would work. Who would start?
That's a thing.
Who would get the bulk of the minutes?
You. Ooh.
Somebody's not going to be happy.
Yeah.
And you're not going to get you're not going to trade or try to get Mike Conley not starting.
Right. Well, how old is Mike Conley anyway? Like 30?
Maybe. Yeah.
He killed us like 6 years ago, dude.
He's
when
a very
we played
good
him.
Point guard.
Yeah. He is a very good point guard. That's a tough question. I mean,
we'll see.
If they don't get Conley, they have to settle for solid players that are available.
Well, Spurs fans, let us know.
Batum,
shoot us out.
Batum's a free agent too.
Batum plays a small forward.
I know, but go ahead.
No. So Spurs fans, shoot us out. Let us know what you guys think. Is Mike Conley coming here? Pau Gasol. What's going to happen to the other homies on the team?
Yeah.
So, and it's, you know, speaking of retirement as well.
Yeah, let's get into that. We didn't talk about it. Yeah, we forgot about
Kobe,
him last game.
Man.
Dude, he shot the ball 50 fucking times.
He's the last. So
right. He's the last true scorer.
He's the last true shooting guard. I mean, he's the last guy. So let him go out in style. I mean, that's what he does. He's a shooting guard. He was in the mode of Michael Jordan. I mean,
he's
arguably the
top
five
player. He stole Jordan's moves.
I don't think he stole Jordan's moves. It's just he just played the same.
He just used them. He sampled
everybody
them.
Tried to do Michael Jordan's moves.
We all
thought we were Jordan.
I do a mean baseline fadeaway, dude. When I'm posting
who didn't wear 23 at some point in time?
I never
or
did.
Jordans or anything. Or, you know, who didn't want that number or whatever. So
he made that number, you know, something.
I think Kobe was just built like him. He's a little taller, but he was just built like him, too.
Yeah. LeBron's built like Dante Culpepper. In his prime. Dante in his prime.
A thick dude, too.
Yeah, yeah. But LeBron's not thick. He's just fucking man.
Yeah, he's a monster.
Big old monster.
But, yeah, man, I mean, I was telling them, I said Kobe's probably the, in the last 30 years, probably the second best two guard. He's on my top five, my starting five.
Yeah, he's on mine too.
Yeah, my starting five's a little different, but yeah,
We went through that. We had a nice little debate about that.
Yeah, yeah. So he had a great career, man.
He had an amazing career.
One of the best ever. Hats off to him.
And this is coming from a Spurs fan. I will tell you that he pissed me off so many times.
It's Kobe.
But you know what? You got to pay respect, man.
Yeah.
I mean, he was amazing. I think we're coming to that point in time where a lot of those players from the mid to late 90s who made a big difference are about to.
Yeah.
They're still. There's like four players left, I think, from that time, or five maybe. That.
Yeah, Garnett should be good, right? Yeah.
Well, Garnett hasn't been Garnett in like 5 years.
Yeah.
4 years.
Yeah. But, I mean, yeah.
What you got? Paul Pierce, Vince Carter is still there.
Yeah, Vince Carter's still playing. We were talking about we were arguing who's the best two guards ever,
mm-hmm.
and I was saying Dwayne Wade to me would be the third best. They were like Ray Allen,
nah.
But then Vince Carter's name came up, and I was like,
Vince was good. I mean,
was good.
You're forgetting Clyde too. Clyde Drexler was
Clyde
good.
Drexler. We talked about that. I still feel like Dwayne Wade's better than Clyde, just because that's just me.
Yeah.
Because for me, Dwayne Wade never shot threes. He just went to the hole all the time, and he scored still averaged 25 points a game.
So, right.
You know, somebody said Vince Carter's like,
Vince was
I
good.
I like Vince, but he didn't. He took a lot of bad shots.
He took two. He shot a lot of threes, man.
He's a straight scorer, though. Yeah. But yeah. So those guys are the last of the true shooting guards.
Yeah.
It's a whole different era now. You got like Kevin Durant. So that's like.
And Kevin Durant, I saw his documentary, and he was talking about how. They list him at 6'9", but he's like, I'm really 6'11".
Yeah, his arm, his wingspan is ridiculous. So, but yeah, he's only 6'9".
Damn,
his wingspan makes him like 7'3" or something crazy.
That's insane.
Durantula.
He's a big dude.
So yeah, man, what do you think? So
so now we're going into the conference finals, right?
OKC and Golden State. You got they're up another 2-1. OKC.
No, I know it's 1-1.
No, yeah, 1-1. They played today.
Yeah, they played tonight, yeah.
So they played tonight at 7. And then you got Cleveland and Toronto, 2-1 Cleveland. Cleveland finally took a loss yesterday.
Yeah.
In the playoffs, first time. So
LeBron, I think I got to give him an award, the Manu Award, for flopping better than Manu.
I'm a LeBron fan, and that was the best flop I've ever seen in my life.
Actually, well, what about the one where Nazi Muhammad got into it a few years ago?
Yeah, that was actually the worst one. But this was... I was like, really, LeBron?
Yeah,
really?
He overdid it on that one.
You're 6'8", 260, and a little slap in the face knocked you down. I can see him going back, like, damn.
And it was his own teammate that hit him.
Well, dude kind of pushed his arm into him, but it wasn't even like a punch. It was like, come on, man.
Tristan Thompson hits him in the face.
Yeah, out of what? Yeah. They were just frustrated, I think.
Yeah. It was a bad game. Well, Kevin Love and Kyrie did not shoot the ball well.
Kevin Love and Kyrie both were off.
Awful. But that won't happen again.
That won't happen again. So I don't see them losing this next game. And they're going to be kind of pissed off. So I can see them coming back winning this next game. It's going to be 3-1.
And they'll win in 5.
It's going to be over. Yeah.
Yeah.
Golden State, OKC.
This is an interesting series. It could go either
way. It's very interesting. It's crazy interesting.
Yeah.
I want to see how they play in Oklahoma City. I expect Curry to play good.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious to see how the bench, like Iguodala and all the other guys play.
Yeah, he had a nice little.
He was the key.
Shot off the English.
Yeah, he was the key to that game.
Yeah,
he was doing everything, defense, offense, and then the big dudes like Adams and them weren't really doing anything.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens to them going home. So we'll see.
Yeah, those Oklahoma City fans, they got nothing, and I'm going to say this because I want to. It's funny.
What?
Those Oklahoma City fans have nothing else to do. I mean, they literally live in off the farm, so they have to.
What?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Yeah, over there in Oklahoma City, you know, they go, they're like, oh, Sunday, it's
I don't know who he's talking about,
it's,
folks.
It's like game Oklahoma day. City. I don't so know let's, what's going on. We're going to wear our T-shirts that they give us at the arena, and we're going to blend in, and we're going to do all this. And hats off to them, because they have nothing really going on in Oklahoma.
Dang, really? Dang. I don't know who he's talking about, folks. I did not say anything.
I had to say it. I had to say it.
He had to say it. So
if you're a Thunder fan, you know what I'm talking about. If I offended you, it's okay. Don't get mad. It's just the game.
All right. Well, there it is.
There it is.
And we're back. So, yeah.
You have to bring me down.
Obviously, we're both picking Cleveland.
Yes. I've said that. And I'm getting, you know, a lot of Spurs fans are like, why are you going for Cleveland? I'm like, dude, first off, let's look at it from a sports perspective.
Would you rather play Toronto?
No. I think they're saying, well, why don't you want Golden State or OKC to win? They're in the West. And I'm just like, you know what? Cleveland has had years of disappointment, and
they've never won anything.
No, yeah. And LeBron
never won anything.
And LeBron, I think, really wants to win one for that city.
He went home to do that. That was the whole point of going back to Ohio.
And
there's no other reason to go home.
And I think, and you know, and Lucky and I were talking about this. He's like,
oh God,
he's, and of course, he's a big LeBron fan.
Oh God, he's bigger than fan than I am.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
And he was like, he's like, LeBron's holding back, man. He's saving.
He
it.
Is.
He's saving.
I totally agree.
Waiting until the finals.
He's chilling. I think he's chilling. He knows he's got this series in the bag. He's just make sure we don't, you know, do nothing stupid.
Yeah.
Lose too many games, you know. So yeah. Kyrie and Kevin Love won't be off again.
Right.
So not like that.
I really do like Kyrie and Kevin Love, man. Those guys are two great shooters, players, dude.
Yeah. They're good. They're a really good player. I want to see Kyrie and Steph Curry go at it.
Like, oh, that's going to be a good matchup.
Like a series of those two dudes, because I think those two are like the future type of point guards.
Right.
At that size, that you're gonna have to be able to shoot like that,
yeah,
and be a threat at the at the one. But it would be nice to see Durant, LeBron, and Westbrook, and Kyrie, and Kevin Love go at it, though.
Yeah,
but I mean, Draymond Green, you know, Klay Thompson, you know, they go hard. And I told you, Draymond Green is a beast.
Oh
dude.
Man,
I don't know why he's the heart and soul of that team.
He's a good player. He's really good. Obnoxious.
Why?
Cocky. He needs to, like, sometimes he just needs to shut up, dude.
But you gotta understand, he is their man. He is the guy on that team.
You know who he reminds me of in terms of the way he acts?
Who?
Vernon Maxwell when he played for the Rockets.
Yeah, he's the heart and soul of that team. They are the courage. You know, they're the strength of that team. If he's not there, they're not the same team.
Right. Well, I mean,
he brings that you gotta have that dude on that team.
So enough with the Draymond Love. Which he didn't win Defensive Player of the Year again. I just want to mention that.
But I bet you he's in the top three.
Or he was second in the voting.
There you go. I was off. Sorry.
Yeah. Sorry, buddy. Runner up 2 years in a row. Anyway.
Runner up. I mean, you got to play D to be on that list.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
First team all defense.
So who do you have winning in the OKC Golden State Series?
I don't know, man. That's the toughest series.
It could go six or seven games, I think.
I would say Golden State because of home court only.
But OKC stole one.
OKC stole one, but they can steal one back. They can win OKC. I mean, hell, they lost like nine games the whole season. So they can win in OKC. They would need to win this one if they do.
Yeah.
Game three is a really important game. So
it's always a
– I don't know, man. If I had to put money on it
– You're going to say Golden State.
I'm going to say Golden State, but OKC, they're not scared. If they need to slow down, control the rock, chill, you know –
Out of all the teams that I've seen Golden State play against, man, and you know what? Portland gave them a good run, man.
Yeah, but they're undermanned.
No, right.
They're only two.
Terry Stotts should have got Coach of the Year. But going back to this conversation with OKC and Golden State. OKC, the times that they played them in the regular season, they played them four times, and Golden State won all four times. But that was the only team that I saw.
They were tough games.
Yeah, they were tough. Like the bigs were going at them. Like Steven Adams had good games against them all the time. And we didn't even, I mean, we only slowed them down one game. But I mean, OKC presents a lot of challenges to them.
Yeah, they're very athletic.
Yeah.
I mean, Westbrook and Durant are, you know, two of the most athletic, you know, people in the NBA.
Right.
You add in Adams and Cantor, who's not bad actually on offense.
Yeah.
Adams is a beast on offense, and Cantor's a beast on offense.
Right.
And Cantor. Adams on defense.
Yeah, and he can rebound, too.
He plays strong.
Yeah,
so
he cleans up the glass really good.
They've both been in the league 3 or 4 years now. So, Robertson's playing D, you know, so that's his role. They're kind of letting him shoot. So, something for him to work on the offseason. But they're not a bad team. Deion Waiters, you know what? I never liked really like Deion Waiters because he thought he was better than what he really is.
Yeah.
But on that second unit, if he can just be smart, he just tries to do a little bit too much. Like, yeah. Quit trying to do so much. Quit trying to be Russell Westbrook.
Right.
Just be Deion Waiters. Quit trying to do all that extra fancy stuff.
Right.
He's actually pretty good if he just, you know, chills a little bit.
Well, when LeBron went back to Cleveland, he like talked about playing with Deion Waiters. But then that, you know, that didn't work out.
Well, I mean, I don't know why he said that.
He made some big shots against us, Waiters.
Yeah,
Waiters made some good plays.
He made some big shots against Golden State. I think that first couple games, but I think they can beat Golden State.
Yeah, they can.
Seven game series. I just would think, you know, 9 times out of 10 Golden State will win just because they have the depth. Iguodala, Livingston, Barbosa. Barnes. Barbosa's there too, but those guys, before they get to them.
Don't even say Spates because that guy's garbage.
Mo Spates with his little jumper.
He sucks, dude.
Yeah, but he's a big man. He's a big. He's a 7-footer. So I mean,
is he 7 feet tall?
Yeah, he's a big dude. He's at least 6'10".
He looks like Jared Sullinger. like 40 pounds heavier.
Yeah, yeah. He's at least 6'10". He's
lay
big
off
dude.
The Big Macs, boy.
He can shoot jumpers, though.
He makes the shots. I mean,
he's
just
a J on him.
He's kind of like the.
It cracks me how he just like he shoots like dude. You're
player
not,
number 14 on the bench.
You're not the man. Why are you shooting?
Yeah,
you should just be role player.
Yeah.
But anyway, but yeah, they can definitely. I'm not sure who wins that series, but it really doesn't matter to me because I want Cleveland to win it anyway. So, they got to do it for the land, you know
right?
Because I mean? Cleveland hasn't won anything. So.
So do you see yourself? Getting, I mean, Cleveland and Golden State. What do you think if? Because obviously that's more than likely that's what it looks like is going to happen.
I mean, I want Cleveland, of course.
Right.
You know, just to get one. Even if they win one and don't win ever again, I mean, I'm good with that.
They were up 2-1 at one point last year.
Yeah, they lost in 6 last year.
Jeez.
Without Kyrie and without Kevin Love.
And
so.
You had 7 players.
Right. And, yeah, you're playing 7 players deep. Deladova, who shouldn't even, you know. I mean, he's decent.
But he's a physical player.
He's smart.
He's rough.
He's smart.
But, he plays good.
He gives full effort.
Yeah.
He's 110%, which that's, you know, most guys did that. They'd probably be better, most teams.
Yeah.
But he gives maximum effort. And you got all those guys this year. Now you got them. Everybody's healthy.
Right.
No. I don't know what happened to Kawhi. I said Kawhi. I mean, not Kawhi, but Kyrie. My chest pain or something like that.
Yeah, something happened.
I missed the game.
Yeah, I saw bits and pieces of the game. I don't know what exactly happened.
So, but Tyronn Lue said he was fine. So,
you like Tyronn Lue?
I do. I've always liked Tyronn Lue.
Even after he got, you know, his biggest claim to fame,
he got a ring from that. So yeah, I got stepped over by Allen Iverson. But who could guard? No, who could guard Allen Iverson?
Michael Jordan. No,
I couldn't nobody guard Allen Iverson.
I'm kidding. Nobody.
Iverson was like Westbrook back then. 2 inches shorter. He was a beast.
Yeah.
I like Tyronn Lue. He calls LeBron out. Like, he calls the stars out.
And that's good. They needed a coach like LeBron. I think LeBron needs a coach like that that's not afraid to call him out.
Blatt didn't even – man, come on. Who was Blatt going to – first name, his last name is Blatt. It's like the beer.
Well, and you know what? It's stupid. I mean, you shame on Cleveland for – I mean, the team management for hiring him before
– Well, they hired him before LeBron. Was,
right.
They got LeBron, so it wasn't – It just the way it happened. It wasn't nobody's fault. I don't see it was like the only thing I fault Cleveland's management for is putting Tyronn Lue as the assistant.
Right.
He was they both were trying to get the same
the
job.
Clear choice for that now, looking hindsight 2020.
Well, actually, they ended up being the good decision because what was they going to do? Fire him and hire Lue? Like outside?
Yeah.
For him to be within was actually
right.
Made it easier for them.
Right.
So I can't really fault them for that. It's just kind of weird how that happened.
And I think that David Blatt just didn't have a connection to how the NBA was because he's had a lot of experience internationally and he probably didn't know how to handle big players.
He didn't
with
know
egos.
How to handle big players. He didn't know half the guy. He probably didn't know half the people playing.
Yeah.
Tyronn Lue played with half these dudes. So, and he played, he was a point guard.
I mean,
so he knows the game. He knows the players. You know what I'm saying? He might have recruited that guy back in, I mean, you know, he knows.
I mean, Tyronn Lue was in the league. I don't know if he was
He's
playing.
He's from here. He's from America, first of all. He played ball.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he knows the system.
Right.
And you had a guy that's not even from his country to coach people from his country. It doesn't make sense.
He is from America. He just coached internationally.
Who?
David Blatt.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He's American, but he coached internationally.
Okay, my bad.
No, well, you're
regardless,
right.
I'm saying, but he
no, I get what you're saying. He wasn't connected with it.
No.
It's
a disconnect.
It's like having people keep saying every year Kevin Ollie's an NBA coaching candidate. I don't know if he could do it at the NBA level. Collegiate level, that's one thing, but not NBA level. I mean,
I don't know. He played NBA.
There's some exceptions to the rules. I mean, I mean,
I guess my thing is, I know a lot. Point guards. Kevin Ollie's a point guard.
Right.
A lot of them are coaches on the court.
Okay.
So a lot of those guys have
coaches. They're floor generals and everything.
Yeah, they're floor generals. So they know how to coach. They know the game. So I believe in them because
it's like, wait, Jock Vaughn and Avery Johnson
are
coaches.
That's why they're all coaches. Yeah. A lot of them are coaches because they were coaches on the floor.
Right.
Chris Paul will probably be a coach one day. So.
Yeah. Instead, he'll probably be doing State Farm commercials and getting paid lots of money to just do nothing.
He might not have to coach yet.
Well, he probably wouldn't have to anyway without the State Farm.
Yeah, but it might be something he wants to do. You know? So I think he'd be a good coach. But anyway, Doc Rivers, people like that. So.
Oh, Doc.
Mark Jackson.
People here in San Antonio still love Doc.
Steve Kerr.
Steve Kerr, yeah.
He didn't really run the point, but he's more of a shooter.
Yeah. He just provided
experience.
Hey, he helped us get a ring in 03. So, okay.
So, yeah. I would say Cleveland, Golden State. I want Cleveland to win.
I want Cleveland to win, too.
Just really?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
See, okay, so I do have a confession to make. Over the course of time.
My confession.
You know, is that an Usher song?
Yeah.
Okay. I think over time I've learned to, I don't, after the Spurs beat the Heat, I kind of stopped the hate on LeBron. I was okay. So what came to it was I was mad that we lost because of him in 13 and then 14, you know, they beat him. And anyway, I would like to see LeBron win one for Cleveland. That would be awesome.
I would like to see him win one for the land as well.
Yeah.
C-Town represent.
Do you think he'd leave? Win or lose?
At that point, it doesn't really matter. Just go with, do what's best for you. You got one for the land. He would probably stay for a couple of years. And
you think he finishes his career there?
Why not? Why not try to get a double? You know, why not try to get two in a row? And then once Kyrie or Kevin Love decide, you know, what they're going to do at that point, then I would, you know, kind of go from there.
But do you see him finishing there?
I don't know. I don't think so.
He's so unpredictable.
Yeah, I mean,
with that,
would he stay in Cleveland? He's got what, 5-7 more years left in him. He's gonna play 7 more years in Cleveland. I wouldn't. But
yeah.
I'm not him, so I don't know. His family might be, you know, his wife. I mean, shit, you can stay here. You can stay here. I'll play somewhere else.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, I don't know what they would do. So I don't know. I wouldn't stay.
So if he,
I don't know.
So if the,
I don't know what I would do.
A nice little statistic here. So if the Cavaliers transfer advance to the NBA Finals again, this is going to be LeBron's 6th consecutive NBA
That's
Finals trip.
Crazy.
I don't think anybody's done that since Bill Russell.
Yeah, I don't see him leaving the East at all.
Yeah, he's not going to come.
Why would
West.
You leave the East? It's just so much easier in the East.
But you know, I was right telling again. I was talking to our biggest LeBron supporter the other day. I said,
"Look,
yeah," I said, if LeBron would flourish in the Spurs system because he's a pass first type player.
He would.
Yeah, I was like, tell him to come
he'd
over
be
here.
Like Kawhi.
Yeah.
A little bit more flair.
But he would defer a lot.
He would. He would let them do whatever they just pick and choose. But
yeah,
it doesn't matter. LeBron can be put in any system.
Right.
Yeah.
But
he's that good of a player.
So you don't. So that see, because that's gonna come up again in July. Where is LeBron gonna go? What's he gonna do?
Well, he's not. Is he a free agent?
Well, he signed a 2-year contract, but with the player option.
This is the second year?
This is the first year. He signed another one last year. So what he did was when he went back to Cleveland, he signed a 2-year deal with an opt out clause after each 1-year deal.
Okay.
So he did it. He did that again. So he has a player option. I think if he opts in, he makes like $25 million, or if he opts out, he can probably make more because the salary cap's going up. They're probably going to pay him more.
Right. Right.
But if he, I mean, who knows what he's going to do?
Okay. Yeah, there's quite a few free agents, actually. You're right.
Yeah, we were looking at that the other day on Hoops Hype.
Durant, LeBron. LeBron's probably not going to go anywhere. Durant, though?
Okay, so if the Thunder don't win, do you think he leaves?
If they don't win the championship?
Yeah.
I think he really thinks about it, yeah. Why wouldn't you?
Do you see him staying?
I'm not sure if him and Westbrook. I mean, I love to see them play together, but
right.
I don't know if that's the right. I don't know. Is he going to go somewhere that's going to be better than that? If he goes to the East, he has a better chance. It's just him against LeBron.
What if he goes to the Knicks? No, he couldn't go to the Knicks.
They can't afford him anyway.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Lakers want him. The Warriors want him.
He went somewhere like.
Everybody wants him. The Wizards.
He's from Washington.
The Wizards want him.
Yeah, he's from D.C. area. I mean, Washington, you know, Miami.
Oh, yeah, Miami's going to make a run at him, too.
It had to be somebody good, like, that's on that level that can compete.
To win a title.
Right. So, yeah. Andre Drummond's available.
Yeah, but I don't think he's going anywhere. I think Detroit locks him up.
DeMar DeRozan's available.
That's a good pickup, too, for somebody.
Who else? Let's see. Hassan Whiteside. He probably stay there.
He's going to stay in Miami.
Mike Conley. Mm. Might come down here. Al Horford.
Dude, that would be a good pickup, too, for us if we didn't get Powell. I would go for Powell more just because he's bigger.
Dwight Howard. Bradley Beal. So, say he goes to Washington, and you talk about John Wall and Bradley Beal's a free agent, and they can afford, you know.
They get both of them? They bring back Bradley Beal and Durant?
No, I would get Durant. I wouldn't get.
But like, then you don't have anybody else.
Well, I mean, you
have
to build a team.
Nene.
Yeah, they're solid. I mean, you know, but you add Durant to that team, that's a whole different team.
Then you can build around it. Then you probably get other people to go over there.
D-Wade, Harrison Barnes.
Yeah, Dwayne Wade's not going anywhere.
Nah, Harrison Barnes.
Harrison Barnes could leave, too.
He might look to get more playing time somewhere. Yeah. So. Parsons.
Dirk's not going anywhere.
Rajon Rondo, I don't know what he
does. Yeah, well, he had a pretty decent year this year. A nice little comeback year.
Batum.
That would be a good pickup for a lot of people. I would love for him to come over here. Yeah, that would be cool.
I'd like to see him at the Clippers, really.
they can't afford him.
They need a three. Al Jefferson. Timmy Duncan.
Al Jefferson's already said he's going to stay in Charlotte.
Yeah. Ryan Anderson. Luol Deng. Jordan Clarkson, San Antonio.
Oh, man. Clarkson would be a good pickup for a backup point.
Yeah, he played two guard, though. He's a two.
Is he a two?
Yeah.
I thought D'Angelo Russell played the two.
Nah, he's more of a point.
Is he?
He's more of a pass first, yeah. They can play either one.
They can play either one.
They're both combo guards.
Clarkson's got some ups, though.
Yeah, Clarkson's nice. Yeah, D'Angelo's not. But he's nice. He'll be nice. He just needed keep it in the locker room. I don't know what the hell he was thinking about.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That could affect him, too.
Yeah, I was so disappointed that D'Angelo Russell, you tripping. You're my Buckeye homie, too. Come on.
Who did he rat out?
Swaggy P, I thought.
Oh, yeah, it was Swaggy P.
But, yeah, you don't do that, man.
That's a stupid.
Keep that stuff in the locker
that's
room.
That's such a stupid name.
I like saying it, though. Festus Ezeli?
No.
Evan Turner?
Oh, Buckeye. Evan Turner, other Buckeye.
He'd be a big pickup. He'd be a good pickup, I think.
Is Scoony Penn on there?
No, shut up.
Bootsy Thornton. Oh, that was St. John's.
Jeremy Lin.
That would be another one, but he
Brand Chan.
You might be able to get him for cheap, too.
Bazemore, Fournier, Pachulia, J.R. Smith, Marvin Williams. So, yeah, I mean, Jared Sellinger. All right.
The big boy. I.O.
That's right. It's a bunch of Buckeyes on here, man. Okay. It's about three or four Buckeyes.
Yes.
What?
Oh, I was doing Jess.
Yeah, whatever. Manu. So, yeah, there's quite a few. Jeff Green, you know, and Jamal Crawford.
Jeff Green could be a pickup. There's some pretty good
a lot of names out
key
there,
players
yeah.
and, like, role players.
See what happens. It's going to be very,
could do some stuff for
very,
you.
Very, very interesting.
Right.
So, you've been to the movies lately?
No.
So, you haven't seen Civil War?
I have not.
So, I can't talk to you about seeing Civil War?
No, you can't.
I can't even talk about Civil War.
Is it good?
It's very good.
It's probably
one of the...
What? Best movies of this year? Well, it's early.
Well, like... You know, the Marvel stuff. The Marvel and DC, all that stuff, the superhero movies. It's one of the better ones.
You think so?
Yeah. I think Guardians of the Galaxy was probably the best one to me. I think that was probably the best
Guardians of the Galaxy was really good.
That was a very good movie. Of course, I liked, you know, all the X-Men's and all that stuff. And
I haven't seen it. You know what? I haven't
Civil
even
War is good.
Yeah. I haven't even seen Avengers 2 yet.
The brothers was representing...
Was it?
You haven't seen what?
I haven't seen Avengers 2 yet.
You haven't seen Age of Ultron?
No.
Oh, you're slacking.
You know what?
I got it right here.
I tried to watch. Yeah, I tried to watch it, and I just like.
I like Vision though. Vision is my dude. So.
Yeah. Well, the thing that threw me off was on Iron Man 3, he takes the thing out, right? Or at least they hint that he took it out. And I was talking to Zimmerly about it.
Oh, three?
Yeah. Okay. And then he's like, there's no explanation given why they took it out or how he's able to go on. How is he able to have the suit without that or whatever? I'm like, okay, so I'm kind of thrown off.
What does that matter?
Well, because I like to know a story.
Iron Man to be working, to be doing anything? And well, he was, see, you got to see the movie.
Okay.
He wasn't in a suit most of the time. He was, because there's so many characters, dude. It's like 25. It's like the whole comic book just exploded.
Yeah.
The brothers represented, though.
The brothers, Bo.
Panther, Black Panther, and the Hawk guy? What's his name?
Hawkeye?
Is that his name? No.
No.
Hawkeye. Falcon. Yeah, that's
Falcon.
His name. Falcon.
He's black?
He's a brother, yeah.
Oh, he's a statistic again?
Actually, you know what I was about to say? Nobody black died in this movie, but... I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
Because there's so many brothers, so you know one of them had to die. No, I don't know. We don't know if he...
Right, because Don Cheadle's in it too, right?
Yeah, Don Cheadle's in it too.
So War Machine. You're not going to kill off Don Cheadle because he's a...
That's what I'm saying.
So he's an Oscar winner.
I'll let you find out.
You can't get rid of him.
You can't kill Jackie Robinson either, playing Black Panther. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, is that the guy that's playing Black Panther?
Yeah, that's the dude playing Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, he's a good actor. I like him.
Yeah, he is. He's real good. Yeah. Yeah, man, you got to watch it so we can talk about it, because I don't want to give anything away.
So. Yeah, so we got somebody hanging out with us.
We got a special guest in the office. Who we got?
We got Los.
I said in the office. Who we got? Los?
Yeah, Los.
Los.
He's from Cali.
Okay, East Los. What's up, homie?
What's up?
What's going on? Not much, hanging out. All right. Cali swag in the
house. He's from San Francisco. No, not San Francisco. San Jose. My
San
bad,
Jose.
Dude.
Okay.
He's a big he's a Niner fan.
Niners. All right.
And he's a
Niners. Golden State.
No. Hold on.
Lakers,
Clippers. Hold on. I can't give him credit for being a Golden State fan.
What?
Because he just joined. He just hopped on that, man.
Oh, he just joined. He's a bandwagoner.
Let me get you.
Is it bandwagon?
Oh yeah. He said Kobe's gone. Can you hear him? You can hear him.
That's all right. You still gotta stay with your team.
Here, hold on.
So there'll be another Kobe. D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah, the right direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's up with the Niners, though, man? That's going to be the... Yeah, I don't know what's going on with them. They still got Kaepernick. Wackernick. And,
Wackernick.
Who's the coach now?
Chip Kelly.
Oh, good luck with that guy. I'm not sure what's going on with him, man.
Well, he's not Urban Meyer.
No, Urban Meyer is...
Or he's not Jim Tressel. Because
he's not on their level.
He's a big Ohio State fan, this guy right here.
But those are good guys.
And who's your team? And who's your team in the NFL?
Steelers.
I'm just
brother.
Kidding. I knew that.
Yeah. What are you asking? Really?
I had to call it. I'm just a
Steelers, baby. Represent.
Yeah.
We'll be in the playoff hunt.
Yeah.
We suspended one of our players, and we're still going to be in the playoffs.
Because you got Kevin Sumlin? Not Kevin Sumlin. Mike Tomlin.
Mike Tomlin.
Same difference. They look the same.
Omar Epps.
They all look alike.
Yeah, all black people look alike to you, right?
Yeah, just like all Mexicans look alike to you.
Sometimes.
No, some Mexicans look Asian, right?
Some, yeah, but I'm Asian, so I recognize.
You're Filipino.
Still Asian.
Is it? It's a form of
Pacific
Asian.
Islander. Yeah,
Pacific
like
Islander.
That. Yeah, I don't know.
Hey, well, thanks for coming out, man. Thanks for hanging out with us.
Cool.
I should have set up the mic.
Yeah, we got an audience. I know. You didn't tell me he was coming.
Because you were so... Well, I didn't know we were going to run behind schedule.
What you guys got going on?
CP time. Well, we're going to watch...
Playing some pocket pool?
We're going to watch the basketball game, the baseball game.
What baseball game?
Cubs and Giants.
People watch baseball?
Yeah, dude.
I didn't know that.
Did you know that people get paid in baseball a lot more than NBA players?
Oh, yeah. Baseball. Yeah. That's what that baseball money is, that money, though.
And then it's all guaranteed.
I played baseball, so you know I know.
Wait, so...
I can't watch it, though. It's terrible.
Well, your face is. I don't know what I'm just going on. Anyway.
Nah, it's all right. It's not too bad.
Yeah.
All right, so you didn't watch Civil War.
Didn't watch Civil War.
Game of Thrones.
Shame on me. No Game of Thrones. I didn't watch it.
Killing me.
Do you watch Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones. Do you watch Game of Thrones? Oh, y'all killing me, man.
Yeah.
Killing me. Anybody watch Game of Thrones? I got to get somebody out here on the mic.
I feel like I'm too far behind already.
I got to get Nah, you can start from the beginning, man.
HBO Go, right?
Just do a binge and just watch the whole, start from day one, season one, and just watch.
Yeah.
I need to get Kate. We need to get Casey over here to talk about Game of Thrones. Yeah, that's my girl. No? She loves Game of Thrones.
She's a big Walking Dead fan, too.
And she's a big Walking Dead fan. She knows everything. She probably reads all the books.
She likes Bates Motel, too. She's pretty cool about that.
Yeah, she watches all
She watches show. Her TV shows.
Yeah, she watches shows. Right?
So shame on me for not watching two of the biggest things going on right now.
Fear the Game Walking Dead?
They're all my DVR. They're all my DVR. I just haven't watched it.
Killing me, dude. You made me go watch it. I thought you had been watching it.
Did I make you watch it?
Because I thought you were watching
that. Was like in we were just like a general consensus that we were going to watch that.
I thought you said you were watching it, so I started watching it.
So I'm going to watch it. I need to watch Gotham, too. I'm behind on all of
the shows.
I only
watched the first two episodes.
So basically, this segment was me sucking and not watching TV shows.
Brother represented on Fear the Walking Dead, too.
Oh, Dr. Dre? No, he's in Walking
Fear
Dead.
Fear the Walking Dead, yeah.
I
don't know this dude.
The dude
talks funny, though.
This dude looks like he would be on Soul Train or something. Yeah.
He talks funny. I don't know if that's his boat. I don't know if he stole that boat or he was like he worked on the boat. I don't know.
Why is the first thing got to be he stole the boat?
I don't know, man. Something's fishy about the boat. I don't know what's going on with the boat.
You're crazy,
he just had
dude.
This boat come out of nowhere. Like,
yeah.
I don't know, man. It's kind of weird. He talks funny, too, though.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah. He kind of tries to talk like Little John. Or Dave Chappelle's version of Little John when he's not yelling?
No, he just talks civil. I mean, not civilized. There's something about him, just something about his voice, just kind of weird.
Madam, would this affect my frequent flyer miles?
Yeah, he's just like, he's starting to break down a little bit now. The nigga's starting to come out of now. I've been listening, I've been watching.
You're spoiling it, dude.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
bad,
no, you're cool.
Bad,
you're cool.
Bad.
I knew first. I saw the first episode, and I was like, this dude's tripping. I told you that the last time we talked. So we have four more months for football?
Yep, 4 months football. Fantasy.
And like 3.5 months for college football.
College football. O State.
IO. Oh, damn it. Yeah, my bad.
Yeah, wait for the
team. Yeah, man. Big Ten. Big Ten.
Yeah, we'll be back in it.
Yeah.
We'll be top four. We'll be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Mark my word.
Yeah.
Even though we broke the record for the most and most people drafted in the first three rounds.
Yeah.
And all of the whole
draft
as well.
So who really cares in the NFL draft about more than just the first round, because I don't even keep up after the first round.
Well, the first cats that play first three rounds, they play.
Do they?
You
watch the draft, Los?
Yeah. Yeah, they play, man. They play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All the sleepers?
Now, 4, 5, 6, 7. Or 5, 6, 7.
Yeah, I got my draft notes here. The Steelers got this lineman. They got this tackle. They got this running back.
No, we had a bunch of defense. We needed DBs and safeties, man. So
right.
We picked that up. We picked up two DBs, so. Yeah,
Cowboys. From Ohio State.
Cowboys got my boy.
Who the Niners? You got the Niners got an Ohio State guy.
They got Carlos Hyde 2 years ago. There's an Ohio State player on every team in the NFL, bro.
No, there isn't.
Just about.
Oh yeah, you're right.
There was actually three. There was actually four in the Super Bowl.
We had AJ Hogg, but we got rid of him. He's scrubbed.
AJ Hogg was shut up. He played for you for 10 years.
Erlacher's a scrub too.
Yeah, AJ Hogg. Yeah.
Wait, Erlacher's not from Ohio State.
Nah, he played.
Brian Bosworth was from Ohio State.
No, Oklahoma.
Oh, okay, same difference.
Yeah, no, it's not the same difference.
Yeah,
we do play. Actually, Ohio State plays Oklahoma. I got a homie from Oklahoma. We'd be talking smack to each other, but they play.
Like I said,
third game of the season.
So in Oklahoma, you have two things: you have the Boomer Sooner, and then you have the Thunder. That's all you'll have. Just want to mention that.
Why are you sticking it to Oklahoma? I'm not saying this, folks. I'm from Ohio. I'm not sure what this guy is talking about. This Texas guy. From Ohio.
They want to be like the.
I just want to distance myself.
They have the best barbecue. From any my ass.
Stray bullets that may be coming.
They're
going to
throw bullets. They're not going to shoot bullets. You know what they're going to do? They're going to throw haystacks.
I want to distance myself from any haystacks that are going to.
The only thing cool
well.
out of Oklahoma was Twister in 1996. The movie.
Oklahoma City. You got the Sooners. You got the Cowboys.
Jim Ross is from Oklahoma City.
You got who else?
Bob Stoops.
The Thunder.
Oh, Blake Griffin. Oh,
Blake Griffin.
He's not from Oklahoma. Where's he from?
I don't know where he's from.
Who cares? He went to Oklahoma.
Yeah.
He's a Sooner.
Are there black people in Oklahoma?
Yeah.
That don't play for the Thunder or.
That
don't play sports.
Thurman Thomas.
He's from Oklahoma.
Well, he played at Oklahoma State.
Is he from Oklahoma?
I don't know. Hmm. Barry Sanders is from Oklahoma.
He played Oklahoma State.
He's from Oklahoma.
Is he from Oklahoma?
I think he is from Oklahoma.
Okay. Yeah.
He's somewhere around there.
Okay.
Because he's a country boy.
We have to figure that out.
Yeah.
Yeah. If y'all know anybody famous from Oklahoma, let us know.
John Denver was from Oklahoma.
Denver the singer?
Yeah, I think. No, I don't know. I don't know who's from Oklahoma, dude.
Okay.
But you know who's
that
from.
That sounded real, though. Like
you know
John,
who's
Denver. John Denver might actually be from.
But you know who's from Texas, though?
A lot of people.
Yeah.
Texas is a big state, man.
Yeah.
It's too big.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Some of y'all.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Talking too much.
All right, man. I'm talking too much?
Huh?
What?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So that's going to do it for this week.
Yes, sir.
Before we go, do you have anything you want to add? I have
no,
to do it, dude, because we always do that.
I know. No, I'll save it for the next show.
Okay.
So give them all our location.
Social media.
Yep.
Twitter, Instagram, Periscope at Pick and Row Show.
Chill.
You can see pictures of Chuck.
Oh, what?
There's pictures of you on Twitter. Eating.
Are there? Oh, okay.
Eating a sandwich.
Eating, really?
Eating brisket sandwiches.
Yeah, that's messed up.
Eating pancakes.
Brisket though.
There's no pictures on there of that. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
All right. So let us know what you think, and make sure you subscribe on Stitcher Radio and iTunes and Acast.
Yeah.
All right, man. So for Pick and Row, we're Pick and Row. Thanks for listening.
Peace.
Would you describe, in your own words, what happened that night?
Check it, Blee. Bro was on. Didn't trip, but the folks was freaking, man. Hey, the pilots were laid to the bone, home. Some blood hammering out and jam, Jim. Shit. Tighten that bad sucker side the runway like a mother. Shit.
Panda. I got broads in Atlanta. to the V in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacies, family. Wait and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the helmets. Legacies, family. Wait and see, panda. Pockets full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for granted. This nigga bullet, you bandit. Killers understand me. I got broads in Atlanta. Twisted the lean in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacy, family. Why is it look like a panda? Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the hammers. Legacy, family. Why is it panda? Packers full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man out the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for Grammy. This nigga pull up your banner. Hope the killers understand me.
Hey!
Panda. 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 I get broads in Atlanta, twisted up lean and shit, sippin' Fanta. Credit cards in the scammers, wake up beside your shit, let it sign up, whole bunch of lady shit. They be acting rent, I know we clapping shit. I be pulling myself in the finest shit. I got plenty of stuff with Bugatti, but look how I try this shit. Legacies, Fanta, why is he killing no comma? Pop a perk, I got signing gorilla, they come and kill you with bananas. For feelings, I feel it, pull up in the finest. No niggas, they come and kill you on the comment. But Broly is dancing bigger than the pound, go out to the Grammy, but pull it, you find it, pull up, I'ma flip it. I got bitches, pull up and they get it. I got niggas that's counting for this. Say you make you a lot of new money. No killers pull off in the inner baby. CTDD pull off in the killer baby. Cola feeling, pull up on feeling baby. Niggas up in the baby, gon' drill it baby. Fuck, we gon' kill it baby. Get it. I got broads, yeah, I get it. I got cards, yeah, I shit it. It's how I live. Did it all for a ticket. I play the bombs when he spinning the Bobby gon' trend it. Chop the dawn, doing business in the rape. Fucking up shit, she doing the minute. I be getting to the chicken, count to the chicken. And all of my niggas are split. Panda, 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 panda. I got broads in Atlanta. Twisted the lean in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacies, family. Wait and see, look like a panda. Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the helmets. Legacies, family. Wait and see, panda. Packers full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man on the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for Grammy. This nigga pull up your bandit. Killers understand me. I got broads in Atlanta. Twisted the lean in the family. Credit cards in the scammers. Hitting the licks in the van. Legacies, family. Why is it look like a panda? Going out like a Montana. Honey killers on the hands. Legacies, family. Why is it panda? Packers full, Danny. Selling ball, candy. Man out the macho like Randy. The chopper go out to for Grammy. This nigga pull up your bandit. Hope the killers understand me. Panda, 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 panda.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.